Welcome to the world's smallest Dungeons & Dragons game. I am Chris Perkins, your merciful and humble DM. Who's predicting a TPK? Yeah. Gosh, I hope not. Welcome to the Revenge of Acquisitions Incorporated. Before I introduce the guys, let me just say welcome. Thank you for coming. This game is brought to you by the Red Box. How many of you are playing a Dungeons & Dragons game? Well, not right now, but currently. Woo! How many of you cut your teeth on the original Red Box or one of its kin? All right. So you know what I'm talking about when I say that this was an inspiration for an entire line of role-playing games and the electronic games that followed. I just want to tell you, too, that Wizards of the Coast is happy to participate in this event, and I will try to be a kind and merciful DM. But Acquisitions Incorporated is going to hell, literally. And they're a man down. Aww. Who's wearing their ALFL bracelet? Okay. All right. Once this event wraps up and you've all had a rockin' good time, I encourage you all to run off to the D&D bus. If you haven't seen it, just look for the big beholder at 9th and Pine. We're giving away lots of cool t-shirts, we're having contests, and we're giving away red boxes too, so grab one. Without further ado, let me introduce to you the living members of Acquisitions Incorporated, starting with the CEO, Omendron Jerry Holkins. Binwin Bronzebottom, Scott Kurtz. Jim Dark Magic, Mike Krahulik. Well, I guess we should get started, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
I am ready. What?
Al Will Wheaton.
He humbly requests that you refer to him by his full name.
But I can't pronounce his full name. And playing the minion, Mr. Stinky. And formerly playing ALFL Elromain, Will Wheaton. So a bunch of you vote.
You get these actors in here and they ham it up.
Yeah.
On Friday, we asked you to vote about which minion Will would play. And his choices were Booger Deep, the kobold, Dunce Blunderstein, the dwarf idiot.
Isn't it weird to have two dwarf idiots in a party?
Right hat first, right out of the gate.
Picking up where we left off.
God dang it, Wheaton.
Bob, the will-o'-the-wisp, and Mr. Stinky, the rotting zombie. All right, and I have your miniature, Will. He's chewing on an arm.
Stinky.
We also asked you guys what Acquisitions Incorporated should do with that artifact they acquired in the last podcast.
That we forgot about, that we had in our pockets.
That's right.
It was a small artifact. I don't know what you want.
It's a good thing you didn't get that artifact at any kind of tremendous sacrifice or cost.
I think it was a net win. Weird. I think it was a net win.
This...
In the words of Aelophel, they should sell it and use the money to raise me from the dead. In the words of Binwin Bronzebottom, sell it, buy a tavern in Hammerfast, and get drunk on dwarven ale. Jim Dark Magic suggests they sell it and buy a ton of magical shit. That's what AFL would have wanted.
He told me.
And Omandron's words, open up an exhibit and charge 5 gold pieces a head. To see it, kids get in free. The winner is, sell it and buy a ton of magical shit. It's what AFL would have wanted. Jim, Dark Magic.
All right. All right.
When last we left the intrepid group, Binwin, Omen, and Jim Dark Magic came together to plunder Shadowfell Keep. They made off like bandits, and Omen hit upon the idea, hey, why don't we start a company? We'll call ourselves Acquisitions Incorporated. But we're going to need to hire some folks. And the first person that they found was an intern named Aelophel. And together they set off to help the town of Fallcrest secure a tower on the edges of civilization. It was shortly thereafter that Binwin ran into some family problems. His father had stopped drinking because...
It's terrible.
A rival dwarven clan, Clan Ambershard.
Hate those guys.
Of the Aspen Ambershards. Basically stole his daddy's mine and ran him out of business, and it seems like they're just buying up property all over the place. So to get back at them, Binwin and his friends struck out against the Ambershard Manor in Hammerfast and stole the invulnerable coat of Arn. Take that, Ambershards.
With really no repercussions.
Yeah, really, we got out of there.
I feel like it was a clean job.
Yeah, know? We only lost the red shirt.
Yeah. Wow.
I hate you so much.
Buck up, Will. I have a gift for you.
Oh!
Courtesy of Ethan Gilsdorf, the writer of Fantasy Freaks and Gaming Geeks, your autographed copy.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that's how they do it in the movies. They actually, there's no stunts. They lied.
So while you guys are basking in your comfortable new estate in Hammerfast, rolling in your magical shit, as it were.
Yeah. Do you have to roll to roll, or? This is a real question.
You begin to give some thought to maybe hiring a new intern, but that proves to be a rather laborious process. I mean, all the people you see, they don't have any ambition, no initiative. They just want their dream job handed to them on a plate.
Right.
So, are unwilling to die.
And you have real trouble sleeping over it. So fortunately, all of your efforts have garnered you some sympathy with the Temple of Moradin. And free of charge, they would be happy, if you're willing, to help pony up the money to maybe get them, you know, brought back from the dead.
That sounds great, because there's actually an ongoing legal dispute. There's a wrongful death suit against Binwin Bronzebottom, who was our employee at the time of the death.
Technically.
A lot of paperwork.
Hey, guys, I'm just a guy walking through your office because I'm fans of yours. I think it's a good idea, and you should go save Aelfel. Bye now.
Yeah, but I mean, in this economy, gold's tight. I mean, what are we talking about?
It's like between 5,000 and 10,000.
Whoa!
Nope, that's
including
too much.
Like,
wow.
Jesus.
No, you don't have to worry about it.
I'm trying to run a business here.
Temple, I know. Temple is very sympathetic to your business interests, and they'd be willing to pony up the dough. They just want you to participate in the ritual, maybe hold a few candles, a few words.
What is required?
Yeah, their friend Trevor has a band he wants to play.
Hey, guys, it's me, the guy that was just in but left. And I thought I'd tell you that holding candles is a small price to pay for getting your friend back. Bye.
All they really want you to do is say something in the course of casting the ritual, you know, that will incentivize Aelfel's spirit to return from the dead and rejoin
you. Is this
a
public thing?
Would you like it to be?
I'm up for a public appearance.
All right. You start putting the word around the Jing Bok.
Does this involve any kind of sacrifice, any kind of balancing of the stakes, any kind of blood ritual involving dwarven blood or dwarven hair or public apologies? Because, no,
I don't.
Not at all.
All right,
just this one time.
Okay. Then in the course of casting the ritual, the priests of Moradin stop periodically to allow each of you to
hydrate. Because that's crucial during a ritual.
To what? Who?
To hydrate.
You?
To hydrate?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a long ritual. This is a real thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, these are dwarves we're talking about here.
Can I say that there should be, like, an endurance check for wearing this helmet? Like, when Faelau was like, no, fuck it, buy a real metal helmet. Where is he? Nope. Ow. You have a soft cloak.
Yes, he is.
And you have padding, which I left at the office.
I've got trouble with my gorget.
Yeah.
So, my cape is rad.
So what words do you each have to offer to help bring Aelfel back? Let's start with Omen.
When you come back...
Oh. Oh, Jesus. All
please.
Right. Sorry.
Only two more hours.
Who knew?
When you come back, please don't sue us.
Binwin?
Well, AFL. I'm holding the candle, right? Spirit of Aelfel, my fallen friend. Please come back to us. And I'm sorry that you split the party and... Man. I mean, I'm sorry that I sent you to your death. I distinctly remember saying, get him. I have to take blame for that. I did not say fall in the acid pit. He did gong that thing, and we were like, I bet that's his trap. But it was all my fault, and I'm sorry. Please come back. I loved you on Star Trek. Please come back.
The priests yield the floor to Jim Dark Magic.
Yeah. Al was always one of my favorite elves.
Hey, guys. I was just standing outside the window listening, and I thought I'd remind you that his name is Aelfel!
Bye!
The priests will escort him from the room.
Bye!
I'm pretty sure I mage-handed a magical artifact out of that acid pool. And you know what? I seem to have misplaced it in the intervening time. So don't worry about that.
and you cast some spell effects and disappear from sight. All right.
Jim Winks.
At Jim Winks.
Jim Winks.
At the end of the ritual, absolutely nothing happens.
Well,
and the priests
we gave
are
the old
aghast.
College try.
And they say, "Confound it! Hold on a second." And
that's the wrong ritual.
They double check.
This is a ritual to keep them in the afterlife.
Don't anybody think of a giant marshmallow man?
We missed nothing. There's only one explanation for this. Somebody else must have brought him back from the dead already.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
Is he in Castle Anthrax, I hope?
Well, then he's fine.
Yeah, so... Yeah. Back
good.
To rolling around in magic
yeah.
shit.
Good for we'll him.
We'll get back to you with the divination. Find out what's going on.
I'm not worried about that. No,
yeah.
Don't trouble yourself.
Yeah. I assume that's an extra charge.
He says...
Yeah, we're not paying for this now.
I paid for a resurrection.
All right. A week passes. 7 days ago, they told you what they could, and that is Aelophel is alive, but he doesn't appear to be on this plane.
God damn it.
I want this motherfucking Eladrin off my motherfucking plane.
That was very funny.
That was funny.
That was good.
What I'm going to have you guys do to get into the rolling here is to start poking around Hammerfast. And there are two things you can kind of do. Sort of think of it as the sort of the pre-title sequence of Diamonds Are Forever. You all seen that movie?
Hell
you know, and
yeah.
James Bond goes around, he starts punching people in the head and beating the shit out of them and strangling women, throwing bra straps.
Is that diplomacy? See? I got him with the D&D joke.
Wow.
I know my target demographic.
The first thing you have to do is identify who are the right people to go after, and that's a streetwise check for the three of you. And
oh,
I need at least two of you to succeed on this.
Okay.
Not going to be Jim.
Well, I have a one, so I can add one to my roll.
I have a five.
I rolled a 19.
All right. That's one.
I rolled a 14 plus one is 15.
15 is two.
17.
Excellent. You all triumph. You find throughout town the right people to go after and the right people to beat up, including one Lear Ambershard, a fellow who you chased out of the manor.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
I put my foot in his nuts.
Oof. Stop
right
kicking me in the nuts.
Maker.
All right. What I'd like you all to do now is to either make a diplomacy check or an intimidate check. It's your individual choices.
Yeah.
Again,
ooh,
we need at least two of you to succeed at one of those.
Should I go with the plus one or the plus one?
Here. I'll be the good cop.
Oh, that's not very good. what was it? Intimidate?
Yeah.
So 10.
10, not enough.
Ooh.
Can I use my arcana to make an intimidate check?
I like
you. You could surround him with a bunch of dire doves.
Yeah.
Tell me where he is, or I'll give you the Latin root of this magic word.
Dude, you're basically.
I want to magically make myself seem more imposing, Dungeon Master.
Go for it.
In that cloak.
Crap. 15.
That's enough.
Oh.
Well done.
Hey.
All right, I pull a 22 diplomacy.
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
I tell him straight out, I say that every person that I work with is completely insane. And I have no idea what they're going to do from moment to moment. I'm letting you know that this is just an FYI. You could be destroyed. He could create a feather bed and cuddle with you on it. I have no idea.
I'll do anything. Just tell the dwarf to stop kicking me in the nuts.
Okay, one more kick. Just one more kick.
Oof!
Yeah.
Really enjoy right. This last one, and then we're going to talk to him.
The only shards you're going to have are in your nuts. Shards of testicles.
Oh.
What?
I thought it was awesome.
That's how the Bronze Bottoms do
it. This is my A material.
All right. After kicking the crap out of Lear and his associates, and by succeeding, by the way, you didn't actually get into a fight or anything, so it doesn't cost you a bunch of healing surges. So well done, guys.
Awesome.
Well done.
I like that.
Yep. And you're told the following information, that Lear's mama, Citrine, paid big bucks to get Aelophel raised just so you couldn't.
Wait, what was the name again?
Citrine.
You remember her.
Yeah. She was the one that was...
She's the head of the Ember Shard clan.
And she was like faking like, oh, I can talk in Ember. Right, and we were right, you're full of crap, lady.
What is up with that bitch?
Moreover, she is got this thing going where she takes slaves to some sort of secret location and then gets money for them.
Probably a rave.
And Lear...
They might even advertise about it on Craigslist.
And,
and Hammerfest is probably Craigslist.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Wow. I'll take 50% joy.
Yeah.
If you were playing in my game, you would get a +1 on your next roll.
Yeah. See, Craig's like on the rock.
Right.
That's awesome. Because of Jim's magical demonstration, you also learn exactly where it is she takes these people, to this dungeon complex called the Twisting Halls, which her dwarves have been kind of building into, trying to create a underground stronghold. There is a portal there that she uses to get around quickly. And Lear can tell you where
it is. This isn't that bad. I've played this game. You spin the wheel, and then it's like you have to put your right hand on the color that matches...
Oh, yeah, that's not so bad.
Yeah.
So he doesn't know anything about the portal, though. He says he can give you, he can tell you exactly where the twisting halls are. Please don't kick me in the nuts. He can tell you exactly how to wend your way through the dungeon without getting into any trouble and getting to the portal safely. Please, please don't eat me, Mr. Jim Deck Magic, with your powerful magic. And
can we make an insight check to see if he's going to
lying
to us?
If he's BSing you, make a BS check.
Well, I shouldn't make it.
21.
I got a 4
inside.
Yeah, we know.
Omen is pretty darn sure you have scared the crap out of him.
It was pretty nuts.
And appealed to his, you know, rational side of the brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty nuts. Not anymore, they ain't.
Kurtz and I will have the 12-year-old side of the table completely locked up for the rest of the rest of today.
I've already farted twice.
Yeah, that's funny out there.
Since we've been up here.
So, I think I need to use a healing surge. I say we go.
Yeah.
I need to use two.
Absolutely.
All right. You head out to the Twisting Halls. You follow Lear's instructions. As you explore the dungeon and sort of following this crude map that you were given, you stumble upon a creature that seems to have kind of lost its way. And without too much of a fuss, it sort of just starts following you.
Really?
Yeah. Happens. And you kind of realize that it's kind of lonely.
What does it look like?
It looks like about a 6.5-foot tall, shambling mass of rotting flesh. Some dead guy who's like chewing on some other dead guy's severed arm.
Can we take it home? I'll take care of it.
Oh, awesome. He likes me.
Yeah, yeah. I was just... You have to think about the undead in terms of billable hours.
Yeah?
Zero.
Zero billable hours.
Zero billable hours.
I have no problem killing it either directly or indirectly.
Listen, I think that there is a place, does it have a name tag or something, like a stray dog?
You give it a once over, you can see it's got no indication of a name, but it does seem to have rudimentary speaking capability.
Okay.
Jim.
Stinky.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth, pal? Ain't that the truth?
Well, Stinky, I think that we have a place for you in our organization. The pay's not great. It's zero. In fact, it's actually -1 because there's some paperwork we have to file. But I think we have a place for you, and it's in the next acid pit, I'm sure. We're talking about rudimentary animation.
I'm not mixing player knowledge with character knowledge.
Can we tell if Stinky is DPS?
Well, that's an excellent segue. To get Will out of character for a second, Will, can you talk a little bit about your character and go through its abilities? So
my name is Mr. Stinky the Zombie. I'm a level 5 minion soldier. Could I get some... I have one hit point. My AC is 19. My fortitude is 17. Reflex 14. Will 15. My initiative is plus 2. I have dark vision. My speed is 4. I can resist 10 necrotic. I have a trait called that wonderful smell. It's an aura 1. The stench of the grave surrounds you. Living creatures in the aura take a minus 5 penalty to saving throws. Among my standard actions are such things as bash with severed arm, a necrotic at will power with a melee 1 attack. That's plus 10 versus AC. When I hit, I do 8 necrotic damage and the target falls prone. As a minor action, I can gnaw on my severed arm.
As a minor action, you can gnaw on your severed arm.
And gain 10 temporary hit points.
That's pretty good, then.
Yeah. And all allies that can see me are grossed out. Save ends. An ally that's grossed out doesn't consider you its ally. And my triggered action is to play dead. You remain in play at the start of your next turn. You regain 1 hit point and can stand up as a free action. I'm Mr. Stinky, and I'm your minion.
I already like this guy better than Al.
His name is Eofel. One of my skills is reminding you of that.
Who's mixing character knowledge with player knowledge?
Kurt!
So, are creatures like Mr. Stinky common in this complex?
You've only seen the one.
Going back and forth? Huh.
There's only the one.
Can I make a history check?
There's only one Mr. Stinky.
To see if I recognize like any tatters of armor or anything like that?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
24. Yeah.
You can see that he's wearing standard issue adventurer's underwear. It's part of the adventurer's kit, so you think he must have been a former adventurer.
Oh, all right. And now he's a zombie.
And chances are the arm he's holding was another former adventurer.
Yeah. He said Haynes.
When he said adventurer's underwear.
Oh,
sarcastic laughing guy is here. What a surprise finding you at a nerd gathering.
In the twisting halls, you find a secret chamber, as you expected to, which has a portal etched onto the floor. It's a big giant circle encrusted with fiery red gemstones. The question is...
Do you want the gemstones? Is this like Deal or No Deal?
Do you want to make an Arcana check to figure out how it all works?
I don't.
You're really good at Arcana, right?
Oh, are you kidding? I even know that it's Arcana. Oh. Oh, this is going to be nuts. 30.
Wow. All right.
He knows all magics all the time.
Yes.
I have one of these in my basement. Okay. He just had it installed.
Yeah.
All right.
Impresses the ladies. Have you seen my portal?
All right, the true answer resides out
it's
there.
It's like a hot tub. Like, you can sit halfway in the portal.
Your lower half just kind of tingles.
Yeah.
All right. Can we cue the first question, please?
What?
Oh, what?
Questions.
First one.
Oh.
Oh, we know what it is, and you don't.
First question.
All right. No. Everyone, text your vote to 25252. Vote space 1.
No way.
All right, folks.
I can't read it. Oh, we can't read it.
We can't read it.
No.
We'll give you more warning next time so you can get
it. In the twisting halls, the heroes find a portal to hell encrusted with gemstones. What must they do to activate the portal? A, they must perform the truffle shuffle.
Okay.
B, they must shed the blood of an ally. C, they must share their darkest secrets. Or D, one of them must swallow a gemstone.
They're delicious, I'm sure.
Like Pop Rocks.
All right, DM, are you are you ready for some answers?
What the deuce?
I didn't know you guys did any of this. This is rad.
We didn't do this.
No, I mean, we drew the picture, but
man.
It's like we're really
Are you ready for the answer?
Yeah.
Are we ready to put the results? Are we tabulating? Let's go ahead and throw the results up.
Thank God. Because I think the truffle shuffle was that fat kid from Goonies did. Yeah. And I know who would have been elected to do that.
I was going
to
make you guys act it out, too. All right. So in order, Jim knows that in order to activate this circle, each of you must stand inside it and share your darkest secret.
Our character's darkest secret?
That's right.
Okay.
Your character's darkest secret.
Scott Kurtz's darkest secret.
And here's the catch, and Jim knows this because he rolled a 30.
I did.
That this darkest secret then becomes known to the person who created this circle.
That is so rad.
That's bullshit.
That is awesome stuff.
Yeah.
That's just my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, Jim understands. So he's going to be, listen, guys, I'll show you how it works. Darkest secret, in the circle, not a big deal. I take a step in, deep breath. I magically darken my hair.
And it's called Jim Dark Magic's Just for Mage.
Oh!
Yes!
That's it, guys. Haven't told anyone that before. But
there is an
out.
Explosion of fire in the circle, and Jim Dark Magic just sort of erupts into flame and disappears, and all that's left are a few floating embers.
Wow.
All right, so I'll see you guys later.
Woo.
The eyes are wide. At that point.
Yes.
All right, Benjamin, take a deep breath. Take a deep breath, steel myself, and I push Mr. Stinky into the portal.
All right. Mr. Stinky's standing on the circle.
Well.
Stinky is self-conscious about stink.
Up he goes. Nothing left but cinders.
Don't you want to go next?
Oh, I will. Don't worry. Okay. I'm right after you, buddy.
You're right after me? I step into the portal, and I try not to look you right in the eyes, and I say, I've embezzled at least 10%.
What?
Oh! And then nothing happens?
Nothing
and I go,
happens.
20%.
Still there.
25%.
You can take all those gems out now.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if you walk the portal and a single tear comes down and you go, I knew you were embezzling.
I'll enter the circle. And say that Acquisitions Incorporated is a partnership. And between a brother and a sister. And the sister is really cool. And she went into a dungeon one time when I was very young, and I didn't follow after her. And I stayed outside, and she never came out.
Oh. Wow.
Oh.
Ooh.
All right. None of you guys, by the way, heard that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's why I waited till last.
All right, you all appear together on a hellish plain, surrounded by jagged rocks, some of them the color of blood.
Blood.
You also see bubbling up from these jagged fumaroles.
What? I mean, right.
I don't know either.
No, yeah, fumaroles.
What's it? Kind of looks like a small volcano.
Yeah.
Oh.
Come on, Mike.
All right. Are these sort of belching gouts of acid that kind of drip?
Oh. Ah! PTSD. It still stings.
Yeah.
Why did it have to be acid pits?
It's called hell.
Couldn't it have been succubi?
And you start to make your way across this blasted landscape, and Jim gets really scared because he's getting all kinds of grit in his hair.
This is never going to come out.
And the
this
wind
is this is just what my hair looks like now.
When the wind sort of rips through, it just feels like you're being torn apart by razor blades. It's just not fun at all.
Oh, wow. Why do we come here again?
I forget, actually. We should go back.
Blades.
Are we standing on a portal?
No, there's no portal on this side.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right.
So do we know which direction to go? What do we? Is it just like vast in every direction?
It looks pretty vast, but you're kind of in the back of a box canyon, so you kind of know you're one course out. You can also see evidence of tracks in the dust that's sort of piled up in various places on the ground. And as you make your way up the trail, you start to see, after about a couple miles or so, some corpses lying in the dust. And they look like they were walking somewhere and didn't make it. And they've got shackles on their hands and shackles on their legs.
Poor, poor.
Can we make a heal check to see what killed them?
Yeah.
Can I make a check to see if they have any loot on them?
Yeah. All right. You can make a perception check.
Yeah, I'm sure they have some designer shackles, Benwin.
I got a 5 on my heal.
I'm
going to
walk around in a circle.
Okay.
I see that Jim is looking, kneeling down in a very CSI way.
Yeah.
And it's embarrassing. So I follow up with my own heal check.
Okay.
CSI. Like.
How'd you do on your perception check?
I did a 14.
All right.
21.
Okay. First thing you notice is that they're two of them. They're dwarves.
Oh.
Yep. You can see that their beards have been shaved off.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
This is the best. You guys should be here all the time.
Wait.
I like.
If we're doing this CSI style, then Benwin looks up and goes, looks like these guys had some years shaved off.
Yeah! Oh, man. All right.
You can see they've also been branded with this fiendish-like brand. It kind of looks like a cattle brand. On their backs.
I have a perception. I can check and see if I recognize that. I got a 19.
Wow.
And I can say my hilarious catchphrase. Yeah. How about 19? Does 19 work for you?
19 works. Well, 19 works plenty. Yeah, you've seen this symbol before. Basically, whenever the Amber Shards start bagging slaves and bringing them to the Twisting Halls, they all seem to have these brands.
So I point at the brand and I go, slaves.
But they're dead. Clearly.
Yeah, yeah.
And dang. It looks like that they were bludgeoned to death.
Ooh, that's a bad way to go.
Probably they tried to get away or they
Chris,
were disobedient.
What was your childhood like?
He had a sister who went into a cave.
Too soon.
So please continue with your
All right.
As far as I know, autobiography. Like?
The slaves have been shaved. They've been shaved. I hate you, Dad. Where am I? I still
okay.
Laugh,
laugh
from
laugh
Chris
for the pain.
Yep.
Right.
The next thing you see as you make your way through this hellish plain, apart from the acid pits.
Ah!
Are a little sharp to the nose. you begin to see this gigantic herd beast that looks fairly docile because it's just standing there chewing on blood rock.
It's like
just
a hell cow?
It's like a gigantic behemoth. It looks just like that.
It's a triceratops. Is it an evil hell triceratops?
And there's fire coming out of its eyes.
Okay, so it's awesome. So that distinguishes it from a regular cow.
Yes.
That's rad.
Yes. And it's just eating like hard blood rock. And it kind of gives you a lazy look with its fiery eyes.
Nature check?
Yep.
Are you going to try to do some like Crocodile Dundee type shit?
Yeah, I sort of walk up real slow,
yeah.
Twisting my hand back and forth. And I get a 5. It's not friendly.
It sort of looks at you, bits of actual rubble sort of come out of its mouth and just sort of drop onto the ground.
Who's a pretty girl?
Crunch, crunch, crunch. And it just sort of looks at you stupidly, but it does not attack.
Even on a 5.
I've tamed it. I've tamed this wild beast. He will now be my mount.
We will come back to you guys in a second.
Uh-oh.
AFL.
Oh, that's me.
Mm.
Damn.
You've got a bag over your head, and you're being marched across a fearsome landscape that you're just thankful you can't see, and your nose is picking up a very strong, powerful, caustic odor that is familiar and just horrid.
I know what
and you try to take your bag off, but you've got these shackles on, and you've got these leg irons on.
Oh, how humiliating.
And you're being poked and prodded by these, what you recognize, these voice-wise, to be dwarves.
Dwarves.
And there were at least 4 or 5 of you, but apparently 2 of them tried to run off when they first arrived here, and it didn't sound like it went too well. But there is one other guy who's with you, and he's just sort of kind of leading the way. And all you can tell about him is that he's a human, but you haven't actually seen him because of the bag over your head.
Can I try to talk to him?
Absolutely.
Human. Human, can you hear me?
We love to be addressed by human.
Yeah. Because we are human.
Yeah.
Dude, you speak common.
A surfer?
You speak with a tongue I have not heard in many years. Did you go to San Dimas High School?
No. No way. I was totally raised in Hammerfest.
Yeah, what part?
Do you know where we are?
You been to Hammerfest High? I think we're on some sort of hellscape. There's acid everywhere.
The last thing I remember, I was in Ambershard Manor. And I was crying out for my friends to help me as I slowly struggled and flailed against certain painful, long death that not even a 19 was enough to get away from.
And then would go on for months to whine like a bitch. Forgetting all the good times in my life. All the awesome things I did, like when I was on Star Trek and I was in that awesome movie and met Rob Reiner. I forgot about all that shit because Kurtz killed me.
And I also say that. So I say that too.
Oh. Dude, they're taking us to a place called Slaughterfest.
Oh, man.
Oh, it sounds gnarly.
Sounds like a burger joint.
Yeah. I was hoping for Slaughter Slow.
Or should they have been driving?
It's some kind of mine.
So we're not going to, like, Whorefest?
Oh, dude. No, that would be totally rad. Speaking of, that's my name. Rad.
What? Rad.
Rad Longhammer.
Rad.
Rad what?
Rad Longhammer, my name is Eofel Elchromane. I am Eladrin,
Whoa, good to meet you, Al.
Oh, man.
If I don't get out of this, and somehow you, like, totally make your way back home, you gotta go talk to my father. He's a very important dwarf in Hammerfest.
My name is Eelfell!
Whoa, dude, take it easy.
What is your father's name?
His name is Alvin. Alvin. He's a dwarf.
Elvin Dwarf?
Alvin.
Alvin Dwarf?
No.
Oh, you got it.
I don't know. Third base.
Alvin Longhammer.
Alvin Longhammer.
Yeah. He's like a totally bitchin' dwarf. I was raised by dwarves.
Dude.
Already learning the tongue.
Yeah. We will leave this place together, and we will make the Amershards pay for what they have done to both of us. For they have brought shame to both of our families.
You hear a voice say, "Shut up and stop talking!"
Like Alec Baldwin.
Eofel talked like this a long time before Alec Baldwin talked like this, so suck my balls.
Honey, we have been offered Wings balls. Are you okay with that?
By the way, I'm on Scott's list. I don't know if he told you that. By the way, I'm on Angie's list. So. Yeah. It might not be as weird as you think.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Okay, so I'm smart enough to know that I shouldn't try to fight these guys when I'm hooded and shackled, but I curse in Eladrin under my voice.
Excellent. You are poked and prodded forward, and then after a long trip, he says, "Whoa. You should see this. The place is huge. It's like a fortress, man. Dude, we're totally gonna die."
"I've died once before. I do not plan to die again. Not on this day."
The hood is snatched off your head.
And I turn and I find the first dwarf dude that I can see, and I look him right in the face and I say, "And not in this place."
All right. You see four charcoal-skinned dwarves with grayish-white hair, and they've got big sort of branding irons in their hands, which I guess they've been poking and prodding you with. And there's basically two watching over you and two watching over this battered and beaten human in scrappy clothes that you've come to
know. Is he wearing jams?
Yeah.
I had a feeling.
Brad Longhammer. And
does he have like plus one zinc oxide on his nose?
I'm gonna walk around.
Wanna move this?
Nope. You're good.
Oh yeah.
Can a DM make a terrain so big he can't adjudicate it?
Aelfel, if you want
that
to put your
joke
guy
would have been
on the map.
Funny if this crowd knew adjudicate.
Sarcastic laughing guy laid into you now. Oh, hi Aelfel, I really missed you. Hey,
here.
Dude,
here's
you
a
really
filthy
are wearing
guy.
Jams. So, where are we?
You are between the Duergar.
Like,
who, by the way, are all minions, just so you know.
Oh, wow. That is just the way Aofel likes it.
And as soon as your eyes adjust, you see this great stone wall before you with a parapet on top, and you see gigantic catapults and a small horde of these gray-skinned dwarves in flapping red cloaks. The fortress looks like it's taken a bit of a beating and is under construction, and there's this leering face glaring at you from above the gate. But what strikes you first, really, is the branding iron. And it does so literally as you...
No!
Not hard, just enough to let you know that the Duergar think they're in charge.
Does it leave them a off the dwarven mark on my beautiful Eladrin skin?
As a matter of fact, no, it's kind of a cold branding iron, but you do notice that you do have a brand you didn't have before. They have blemished your pristine alabaster flesh.
My flesh!
I am enraged.
Dude, your mom's going to be furious. What you also see is a floating stone square platform. It's 10 feet off the ground, held aloft by magic.
Yeah.
And there are three dwarven crossbow women on it.
Yeah.
And a mighty-looking dwarven woman in a great mantle. And she's got a gigantic hammer beside her.
That's cool.
It is.
And she says to you, "We've arrived."
Physically, I'm not speaking of your career.
Yeah, because that arrived a long time ago.
I meant that in-game. I that swear to
look
God.
Look upon your doom!
Hey, tell me this. And not to break character, but is it weird that I forget, like, you are an actor? Does it, like, now, it's weird because, like, I know, now I know you as Will.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
My friend that I killed.
Yeah.
And there's a writer and a blogger and stuff.
Yeah.
And there's a guy that tweets.
You're treading dangerous water.
No, I know what I'm saying, but, like, it's like my friend that I forget is blind.
Yeah, that's better.
So,
look, all I'm saying is, sorry about the crack.
Aelfa,
I meant it.
She looks down on you and she says, "Acquisitions Incorporated cost me something precious."
Ooh, that's
now
brand recognition.
Yeah.
We hit the big time voice.
We are known on two planes.
And now I have taken...
Those flyers really work. Direct mail. Direct mail.
Flyers in hell. And now I've taken something now I've taken something precious from them.
Yeah. No, this is OOC. I'm not even there.
I can feel things.
And she says, "But I forked over a good coin to have you brought back, boy."
"I am not your boy."
"I intend to be reimbursed."
"You will be reimbursed in blood."
Yeah!
"As you have marked my flesh with your hideous brand, so I will mark yours with my blade."
Oh, they have a devil.
Oh, shit.
I don't even see the devil. I'm so pissed at her.
"I will make you drink." Oh, shit. I.
And I noticed. And
maybe
there's a devil.
Maybe we can work something out.
Really, let's talk. I mean.
I meant, you know, blood wine. It's a Klingon drink. I know a guy. I can help you out. We can go to a different plane.
You see her pull
out. In Vegas.
You see her pull out from the folds of her cloak what looks like a gigantic stogie, and she lights it.
All right.
And begins to smoke and relax on top of her.
Just hang out on her disc.
Hang out on her floating disc in hell.
Wow.
And then you start to see this great winged creature climb to the top of the wrecked tower and gaze down upon you with a stern look. He looks just like that, by the way. A big red devil.
Tim Curry.
"It was very nice of you to bring me to a Bowie concert."
And coming up alongside him is a tiefling with shackles around his hands and shackles around his legs. Okay. And his tail sort of twitches back and forth, and he looks down and he says, "Lord Gastivan welcomes you to the fortress and mines of Slaughterfast. He hopes that you find the accommodations to your liking, and he trusts you will stay a long time."
Yikes.
Don't like
tight spot.
Yikes. Got quiet.
I will be here long enough to exact retribution on you all for what you have brought.
He is writing checks. His body.
I am passing through long enough to collect souvenirs.
The big devil laughs.
So I want to make sure you understand that these catapults are full of human heads.
I know that my boys are coming to back me up.
Yeah. Do you?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Brave words.
We're telling secrets in a magic circle. I'm not sure we're going to be there anytime soon.
But I've heard them before. From hundreds of slaves over hundreds of years. Eladrin are slaves to no one. How wrong you are.
Damn it.
That was a good one.
I had that with Chamber and Tot. I thought
check,
I was going to
check and mate. Fuck.
The tiefling goes, open the gate.
Oh,
no way, no way.
You have a
shit. Wow.
Marching out from the open gate is a squad of Duergar carrying a chest. And the lead Duergar is wearing a blackened crown and is carrying a gigantic axe set with red gems. It looks very expensive, if ceremonial.
I'm sure it's no big deal.
So it's probably not made of weapons-grade steel.
Yeah.
It's more of like, you know...
It's a replica. He likes to reenact things in hell.
Yeah, he got it at that store in the mall that's right next door to the chicken place.
House of Cutlery.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. It's across from Forever 21.
Yeah.
Next to the Singer Sewing Center.
I don't want you to put any more figures on this board.
Please don't abdicate anymore.
Abdicate?
I'm going to silently pray to Melora and see if she can hear me.
Oh.
There's actually roaming in hell.
That was pretty good.
I know I'm on my extended network and everything.
Yeah. Friend of a friend.
Yeah. But she's in my five, so.
There you go.
I've got her on speed dial.
She takes a magic token, lowers her
the
platform
lowers to the ground so that she can inspect the chest, which is open before her, and you see it's full of red glittering gems.
Ooh.
And she says, yes, this will do. And she turns to you and says, don't feel bad. Your friends are going to have it a lot worse.
Mm-mm.
By the time I'm done, Hammerfast will be a smoldering ruin. And your friends will be a footnote in the history of the Nentir Vale.
Fucking Hammer Shards. God, I hate them.
It's just nonstop bullshit.
I know.
Acquisitions Incorporated will not be a footnote. Acquisitions Incorporated will write the book.
She said,
on sale this December.
Yeah. She blows out a big puff of smoke at you and says, where are they now? Where are your friends?
That is a good question.
No, that's a strong play, yeah.
That's fair. That's a fair question.
They are coming.
No. They're at home, wallowing in their ale. At which point, a gigantic hell beast comes charging across the plain. With three figures riding on the back of it.
Chris, it's like you've DM'd before.
And magical trumpets blaring.
I said that the trumpets weren't necessary. I was talking about kind of a surprise thing, but the beast, you know.
You guys can place your figures anywhere, basically in the beast's space, and then you'll be able to move around at your leisure. I would like everyone to roll initiative.
Like around it? Is it okay to...
That's good. I know. It's been a long time coming.
The fuck is with these dice? I just bought them.
How did Al do? Or sorry, Alefell.
You know, it's been so long since I've looked at his character sheet. Hold on just a second. His initiative is plus
10. Binwin.
12.
Binwin has a 6 initiative.
Ooh.
Jim?
Jim has a 10.
All right. Nerds. Omen.
5.
Ooh.
Wow, I felt bad about the 10.
It wasn't a high roll.
When I see them come charging in,
yep.
And I look, I whip my head to the side, and I pull out my arm, and I point at what's her name? The Citrine? Celestine Prophecy?
I think that's Citrine, yeah.
Right, so I point at Citrine, and I say, Bronze Bottom, get her!
And I triple flip.
Hang on there, buddy.
I am Ramona's 8th evil ex-boyfriend.
You hear a voice on top of the fortress say, "Fire the catapults."
God, that's not good.
Hope the catapults have a 4 initiative.
All right.
Was that catapult singular? Okay.
No. Yeah. Maybe the fortress is a minion.
Dude, do they?
I suspect that's going to be your job.
Catapults?
Yeah.
I'm on catapult duty.
You're on catapult duty.
I have a power called Nightmare Eruption, but I looked at it real fast, and I thought it said Nighttime Eruption.
No, that's different.
That's a different power.
Yeah.
Well, it's close burst.
I have that power.
That's like a 5 feet.
Thank you, good night.
That's like 5 feet in every direction.
You don't have that power?
Wow,
I've got it. It's
impressive.
Awesome. It hits everyone adjacent in a close burst, too.
That's right.
Wow.
Citrine Ambershard reacts very quickly. After she panics and drops her stogie, she causes the platform to lift 10 feet back up into the air.
That's not a problem. Jim can reach that.
And, you see her sort of tell her crossbowmen to take fire at the new arrivals. And 3 of them will take shots at Jim and Omen and Binwin.
It's cool. I have cloth.
All right. Jim, does a 15 hit your AC?
No, actually, it doesn't.
All right.
Yeah!
Omen, how about a 17?
It does not.
Okay.
Yeah, thank God it wasn't based on a roll.
And Binwin, a measly 12.
No.
All right. 3 shots and a miss. No. The next thing that happens is the Duergar around the prisoners start to beat on them.
What? Yes.
Oh, man.
2 on Alefell and 2 on Rad. Alefell, I think you're going to get off lucky, too. My highest roll is a 20 versus AC.
Oh, actually, that hits. I'm okay. AC 19.
All right, so 1 hit on you. You take 5 damage.
Ow.
Rad gets hit twice, and he takes 10. But it looks like he can take a bit of a beating. All right, and then it's Al's turn. Alefell, you're up. Oh, Stinky. Thank you. Roll for Stinky.
I'm going to roll Stinky.
Stinky wants to play
too. Because look, I've got a die for Stinky.
Oh, great.
And I've got a sparkly die for AFL. I've got like a zombie die and like a Neelandrin die. That's nice. All right, so Stinky Stinky rolls a 17.
Wow.
A And his initiative is +2, so 19 for Stinky. Does 19 work for you?
He's spry for a zombie.
Yeah. Wow.
He is real spry.
He's a great, he's a good zombie.
You're on fire.
Yep. Bodies. Wait, no, I don't want to be on fire. I only have one hit point. but he's slow, guys. Stinky doesn't really have any ranged actions.
No, he's a go up and hit.
But he can move. He can move. His speed is 4, so he's gonna shambly run.
Yep.
And I've since decided that I remember that his speed is 4. That he jumped off here.
Okay.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He loves AOFL so much. He's read all of his books. So he's going straight over there to try and defend him.
He's got the mug.
Yeah, he's got AOFL action figures. He has the one that has a pog.
Excellent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yes, and he chews the arm! I'm so glad there's nerds here.
yeah, because you need the temp.
As a minor action, he gnaws on his severed arm and gains 10 temporary hit points.
All right.
Thanks, nerds!
Well done. Well, I should warn everybody that our game of D&D might not be like your game of D&D. We kind of make it up as we go along.
Nope, there's nothing I want more than a room full of 300 rules lawyers watching me play the game.
I like the kind of rules lawyers that remind me to do things. That's my favorite kind.
All right.
Okay.
Next up is Al.
Who?
AOFL.
Right. Hold on. I'm running two guys here, so I got to open this up again. AOFL is going to use his... do I have something that goes after a guy's in a burst? Do I have a melee that goes... Hey, people who are fans of the show. Do
my
I have a thing
cards
that goes
are all properly arranged.
Yeah. Damn it, damn it, damn it. Damn it, damn it. But this
nice cards, Jerry.
This is fun.
You like them?
I see they're all properly arranged.
Yeah. Okay, so... so I don't have that. So, AOFL is going to... Good idea. AOFL is going face to face step.
Yeah, face step's pretty good.
He's gonna...
Good idea.
He's gonna... That's. I know, right? I'm thinking about shit. I'm on top of this. So... Oh, man, sarcastic laughing guy is here. So, sorry. How far can I go when I face step?
How far can
I've
he face
two.
Step?
I mean, I can do...
Five squares. Okay. I'm starting to like this.
Yeah.
Do you want me on...
What do you think? Should I come back, turn back to you guys? Should I go back over here?
Thing, or do you want me on the guys with...
I would come towards... Back towards,
towards you guys, right?
Yeah.
So I go, bamf.
Yeah, I've scored some drinks.
Bamf.
And so I face step to here, right?
Okay. You face step next to Mr. Stinky, you feel a terrible smell overcome you.
Right, and I high-five him.
And,
takes 5 damage.
I just had an awesome idea. He should free himself with those shackles.
Doesn't that happen when I face step?
No, your shackles go with you.
Can I escape from them as a minor?
Yeah.
You can certainly try.
All right, so I'm going to try to escape from them with, what would that be, thievery probably?
Yeah, that's it.
19.
All right, you shake them loose.
Yeah, and I look at Citrine and I hold up my hands and I say, my shackles are off and now you shall die.
She says.
You should get a weapon first.
She points down to your feet and you see a pair of leg irons stretched across your ankles.
Son of a bitch!
Oh, God,
your speed
I love
is
this
still
game.
2.
Okay.
All right. Jim, something that I forgot to mention that you would have been given before you set out on this expedition is the last word of a completed ritual that when you invoke it will return Aelophel's gear to him.
Oh.
From the nether plane.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that a...
Actually, it's sort of cheap knockoffs of all of his gear.
Sure.
But...
I'm hoping that's a minor action.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Imports?
It's a free action.
Free action, yeah, even better.
All right.
You say Pier 1.
And you're up.
It's all wicker swords and...
So tell me about these green blobs. Can I move through them?
Wait,
are what are they?
Pools.
Pools
of acid. So yes, you can move through them.
I don't want to. I also
I would advise you
I
not to do that.
To
I've been there
next
and it sucks.
Omen. Scott, I need help.
Yeah, what?
I'm sorry, Binwin.
Yeah.
Put me next to Omen.
Okay. Bam.
Yeah, and now I am moving up my speed towards Rad.
Okay.
Okay.
And my speed is 6. Is Rad within 10 squares of me?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. You're fine.
All right, I am going to cast Nightmare Eruption on Rad.
Dude.
I actually, would he be considered one of my allies? Because I get a bonus
yes,
if he is.
Yes, he is.
Excellent.
He's one of those kind of allies.
Oh, that's going to get you.
23 versus Rad's will.
That's going to do it.
All right, so Rad takes some damage, but it gets better.
Oh.
No, trust me, you'll see where this is going.
Okay. Usually I'm the target of your magic.
He takes 10 damage.
Okay.
And every creature adjacent to him takes 5 psychic damage.
Oh.
Ah! All right. All 4 of the Duergar grab their craniums and fall over in a...
Nice.
In a fetal position.
And I give Rad a little wink. I'm sorry about that, buddy.
Dude, that's so wrong. All right. Next up is...
Do you want to give AFL back his gear as a minor action?
That was a free action. I assume I did it.
Oh, sweet.
All right.
I just give you the finger pistol. Bow, bow, bow. And it all appears.
AFL tries to wink at Jim. But she's just not as good at it as he is.
All right. This ballista right here... launches a big gout of flame. The question is, which of you is it going to attack? Please cue the next question.
Geez. Oh,
this is a
dun,
bullshit
dun, dun, dun.
Game.
Dun, 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 dun. Is it going to be Jim Dark Magic?
I already know who's going to
be. You know who it's going to be.
Why are we even
bowling? Finwen Bronzebottom or Eliphel Elromain?
By me.
Oh man.
Use more votes this time. Fire? Like is that your thing?
Yeah.
Is that what you do?
More votes. It prints out.
Next.
What I like is that it says winner. Not by any definition I know.
Sorry, I have a helmet. I'll be
see,
fine.
And I lose too because I'm by you. Maybe it's not an AOE giant ballista. Of fire.
A gout.
All right, Benwin, here it comes.
All right. That's what she said.
Ooh. 28 versus AC.
Oh, God, what?
You know that's a hit.
That hits twice.
All right. Not only are you hit with a big gout of fire, but it actually sort of explodes around you and continues burning.
Oh, shit.
My beard.
Our beast is going to go buck wild.
Oh, cool.
Okay, that's
a little fire
that is pretty cool.
Oh,
sorry.
It's all right.
Mm-mm-mm. Chris nearly tripped over my mighty sword.
All right, Benwin. That's
yep.
going to be...
Hit me.
15 fire damage.
Oh, Heiza.
Ouch.
Wow.
That is hardcore.
And if you start your turn in a square with the fire in it, you're going to take some more
is
fire
that,
damage.
Does that fire come with me if I move?
No.
Okay. Do I have to save out of it?
No.
Okay.
But if somebody doesn't get you out of that square, you're going to burn at the start of your turn.
I think you should.
No, at the start, I can't
Benwin,
move until the start
it's
of my
your turn.
Laugh.
That was pretty good.
That was good. All right, so five fire damage.
So that will be another 5 points of fire damage for you.
That's as bad as it could possibly be, right?
No, it's not.
Okay. So at the sight of my old friend, AFL, I leave behind the fire. That's pretty cool. Soon on sale from Wizards of the Coast?
Oh, no, no. That fire is courtesy of a Litco.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to run double my speed. So that's 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'll stop here. And I look at you and say, I want to say this for a while now. Stop, it's a trap. Don't go.
Look, they laughed so hard they fell off of their platform.
I assume they take damage for that.
2d10 fall damage.
That is.
And I look at him, and I put my hand on his shoulder, and I say, "Bronze Bottom, you are my friend. I knew you would come for me. I forgive you."
Oh!
The circle is complete.
Yes, and then I look at you and I say, single tear, I say, maybe now I can forgive myself. Sit down.
Dudes, get a room.
Now.
Now let's fuck up some ambush.
Yeah. Listen, between us, we got 4 feet, and there's a lot of testicles around here.
The tiefling on top of the tower says, "What are you doing? Close the gate! Don't let that big thing in here!" And that's what she said.
Oh, man. Yeah. That was great, eh? That was good stuff.
Bravo.
I like that.
Bravo.
Not to me, since nobody's ever said that to me.
And no one ever will.
Nope.
Oh, damn.
Damn.
Damn. Thanks.
That's 2d10 heart damage.
That means I love you, damage.
Yeah.
Omen.
What?
You're up.
Oh, hey. I'll
play. Just roll a crit?
No, I turned the dice until 20 was on top.
He said, did you just roll?
Yes,
it?
I did. Right. And let me tell you what I'm... No. So you're screwed, right?
What do you mean?
I mean, you just took like 20...
Did you not hear all this shit?
No, yeah, okay, within... I'm talking
about
hit points.
No. Fancy? I am like 20 hit points down.
All right.
Bloodied for me is 28 and I'm at 37.
Can you scoot me up?
Sure.
5 squares.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And then over one.
Thank Bam. You.
All right, I'm going to hit him with the healing word.
Heal all me. Right.
That you've heard about.
What's the word? Isn't it great?
Enjoy.
Thank you, Family Guy.
Spend a healing surge, you get an additional 2.
Excellent.
All right.
Now.
Math.
Let's see.
Now I'm on camera count with my fingers. So.
All right, I'm going to hit...
Healing surge plus what?
2. I'm going to hit Citrine with a Sunstrike.
I know. Idea.
I know you heard of us.
Just nail him.
All right.
Him.
Yeah.
Bring it.
I want to. So badly. No, yeah. No, not a 1.
That's good.
Not a 1 this time. Indeed, it's a 21. Against reflex.
That hits her hard.
All right. So, Sunstrike, as you know because you invented this game, she takes 12 points at the outset. So that's max dice. I'm okay with that. But I also slide the target 1 square off of her fucking disc.
Yeah! Yes!
Into the acid.
Yes!
being in the acid, bitch!
Do you have any idea how many forms I had to fill out?
All right. Since you knocked her in the acid, what was the damage for the...
12.
12? Okay, wow. And then for the acid, roll 2d6 plus 6.
Jeez, so don't go in there.
This is what I've been saying!
It's 14.
Wow.
Ooh. Acid is really bad, guys.
All right, and the good news is she drops, like, just head first into this stuff, and she's going to take damage at the start of her turn.
I like nice. It.
Yes.
Ugh, so go bang on her.
Wait, what?
No, like with your sword.
Oh.
I mean, no, with a weapon.
Oh. What?
No, we're done.
All right. Yeah.
Oh,
falling damage, please. 1d10.
4.
Every little bit.
Yeah.
Guys.
Sorry, what's the
remember
word?
Remember when playing D&D made you nerds? We are now like D&D jocks. We have gone pro.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm not still not a jock.
Sorry, Omen, what was the number?
I wear a jock.
Got it.
Sweet.
When I play D&D.
All right. She rises her head up out of the acid.
It's a dice bag. You got to keep that shit tucked. If I roll a crit and pop a boner, it could distract the whole table.
Ballista number 2 fires.
Playing D&D with Kurtz, learning stuff all about him.
Man of boner.
So tell us, who will Ballista number 2 hit? Cue the last question.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's Jim Dark Magic this time.
Why would it ever hit Jim?
Maybe it'll hit the Celestine Prophet.
Dungeon Master, which question? Number 2 again or the 3rd?
Repeat number 2.
Repeat number 2.
Oh, man, look at this.
Go ahead and go to the scrolling.
Mike, check it out.
That's really cool.
We have one there, too.
It's really wicked.
No, that Omen Drawn was going up way too fast.
Wow.
It's Arafat.
Wow. Yeah. I can't
get it. Yeah, wait a
minute. I think I got to fight
this.
We gotta go fuck her up.
Wait,
yeah.
I
feel like I should. Then we'll start to hit it.
Do you want me to help me
fight this time, actually?
I can't reach that.
Strike, you're done.
Can you get her on your way?
I'm with you. I am not leaving your side. I will not leave our side.
Butting his thumb at you.
I was betting it was going to be Binwin again.
He bit his thumb.
I did bite my thumb at him, sir.
That's an Italian fuck you.
That's tradition now.
I doth bite my thumb at thee.
You are the winner.
All right, friend. Aelifel.
Oh, that's me.
Coming at you with a natural 1.
Oh!
I would like to point out
put this
that
into an
he's rolling
square.
Right in front of us. As a DM, that takes balls, I think.
There. Right.
The odds are slightly stacked in my favor.
Oh, I believe that. I see your fancy portrait.
I would like to believe that that ball of horrible fire came down to me and I did some crazy Eladrin jumpy face shit, like tucked and somersaulted, even with shackles on. And the fireball flew underneath me and landed on the ground. And then I stuck the landing.
10.
Done.
And I still can't get more than a 7 from the Russian judge.
It's
tough.
They're up on the ramparts.
Yeah.
It could also be that dwarf there is blind. The next move is Rad's. All Rad is going to do is scuttle over 4 squares toward the nearest rock.
He's just a
fan. Actually, have him move over toward the Duergar.
Okay.
Why would Rad do that?
Because Rad is a soldier.
What?
Yes. He will, in fact, move him an extra two. He's going to run at them.
That puts him adjacent.
That puts him adjacent.
It sure does.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. He charges one of them with his shackles out.
Oh, like, oh, wow.
And then
Garrett.
Tries to wrap the Garrett around the Duergar's neck.
Hell yes.
That's awesome.
All right. You hear the sound of snapping vertebrae as the Duergar falls limp onto the ground.
And Aelfel turns to Binwin. Aelfel turns to Binwin and he goes, "That was rad."
All
it's,
right.
Is rad like Hammerfest High School football rules?
All right.
Getting old.
And once more, one more time, please cue the second question. The
Son
third ballista
bitch!
Fires.
Jesus.
That's too many ballistas. God, I barely hit like last time. I'm coming. Jim is the only one who's not going to get hit.
Jim's fine.
You blew it. You blew it.
Why would they hit Jim?
They shouldn't.
They probably wouldn't go and hurt Aelfel again, because he's the beloved Eladrin. He's everyone's cuddly buddy.
It's moving.
For Jim to get hit with
I have cloth armor.
Aelfel and Binwin holding hands where it's safe.
Friends again against Jim. It's Aelfel and Binwin.
I like this.
Forever. Jim's going to get hit. And we're all going to say, oh no, they shot at him. Tally in the votes.
Yeah!
That's fine. That's fine. Jim can take it.
Can he?
Oh, ow!
Oh, that's a 20 versus AC.
Yeah, that hits.
That hits wool.
Yeah.
24 points of fire damage.
Is that a joke?
Seriously.
I only have 37 hit points.
So then you are bloodied?
Yeah. Suddenly I'm feeling bad about
could you do me a favor and
for Jim to get hit?
Nope.
Put this in
constantly,
your square.
He's constantly hitting me with
butt.
Fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, put that up your butt.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
I am in a bad way.
Yeah, I know. Eruption.
The tiefling on top of the fortress says, "Reload the catapults."
No, don't!
Stinky, you're up.
Oh! Stinky!
Does Stinky have any way of moving me out of the fire? Because
yep,
that would be rad.
Stinky goes,
it's like a Hardwell that's going to come out of the fire with Jim in his arms.
Stinky says, Jim
Jim loves you, Stinky.
Jim loves you. And he goes, one, two, three. He picks Jim up. Four, and Stinky, I imagine, takes some fire damage when he does that. He pushes Jim out.
If he
Stinky, no. Well, Stinky, love Jim. Hey, you guys!
If you want to sweep, if you want to swim, sweep Jim off his feet, then you have to kind of go through the fire to do it. Yeah, you'll take fire damage and fall.
Oh, yeah, I have to do that.
But you have you have temporary hit points, right?
Yep, I have 10 temporary
hit points.
Oh, you're
fine.
Okay.
5 temporary hit points come off.
Okay.
You run out, smoke and fire coming off your britches.
Love.
Jim in your hands.
A lot of love.
Arm in your mouth.
I'm just...
Stinky love, Jim!
I'm petting the rotted flesh off the top of your head.
Jim loves you, Stinky. You're going to come live with us now.
We'll talk later, Stinky.
Okay,
Stinky.
Okay, Stinky sets him down.
Excellent.
I don't think Stinky can do anything else. That's
okay.
All. Okay. But if I chew the arm, can I chew the arm? I have to get rid of all my temporary hit points before I can. Do they stack?
They don't stack, but since you're down 5,
yeah,
you could,
you
as a minor action, you can reset.
Dude!
It.
Chewing the arm!
Okay.
Thank you!
Don't try this at home.
All right.
Citrine. Sorry? Oh, he's got a stinky aura. Minus five on saving
throws.
You have
a stinky aura.
Oh my god!
He doesn't have an action point.
Who is playing now?
Oh. Wait, hold on, wait.
We are playing.
Hold on, I moved 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, shit,
I drew a webcomic for 12 years so I could sit up here.
Is there any way that Stinky can take a step back? Can he, like, stagger back when he lets Jim go?
Sure.
All right, so Stinky staggers back when he lets Jim go. Oh, which puts him
chopping
back in the,
Jim is a free
which,
action.
Which yeah. puts him in the fire again, but it doesn't make him hurt his friends.
Okay.
Huh.
That's
Stinky
so
knows
sad.
Love.
Baby Ruth?
Omen, Citrine emerges from the acid pool. You're going to deal some more damage to her to the tune of 2d6 plus 6.
Nice. Whoa!
15.
Oh!
Woot!
All right, you see the acid corrode through her armor and through her flesh, and her face just starts to slough off.
What the hell? Oh!
And she says,
Asmodeus, I am done for. Honor our pact. Bring forth a creature to destroy my... enemies.
And she falls face first into the acid, and you see some bubbles come up out of her... mouth,
wow.
And she does not emerge. But immediately, the ground around her begins to split.
Uh-oh.
And the acid begins to sort of drip down into a fissure that red mist is pouring out of.
Up out
it's
of?
Fine.
Yeah.
Is it like cinnamon candy mist?
Yeah.
That's like some sort of arcane mist.
Hmm. Wow, I'm still putting the flames out.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, all right.
So she's dead, is what you're saying.
She is dead.
Dude, leave her in that acid pit so we can look at her.
Well, she represents the mist now.
She had 45 hit points.
So that green pond is no longer there?
What's that?
That little green pond is no longer there?
But now it's a fissure with mist.
Do you have like a second map to replace this
map? It'll be a while before all that acid
we'll use
bleeds
our
out.
Imagination, I guess.
There you go.
I guess.
Yes. It's crazy old school.
Aelophel.
Right there.
Yeah.
Oh, Aelophel.
Yes.
That's me. I really need to swear Oath of Enmity on someone. I'm going to swear Oath of Enmity on this dwarf, this Duergar, who's right here. So I go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Ah, he's got a ready to action for you. As soon as you move up, he bashes you over the head.
What?
But he misses.
Shoot.
Apparently he was deflected by the power of awesome. So I look at him.
Yes.
And I say, Slaver, Ancien Meator Elohia.
His eyes grow wide.
Okay. Still totally gay when he says that.
And now I use a Radiant Vengeance against him. So this is Wisdom versus Reflex. 18 plus...
Yes, 18 is going to do it.
Yeah, plus a lot.
He is a minion. He is toast.
Oh,
he's dead. Sweet. So now I get to swear Oath of Enmity on a new guy.
Do it.
I mean, I can't do it in the same way.
And you're going to sound manly doing it.
You see that Duergar wearing the crown grabs the chest and runs back toward the gate.
What?
I knew there was something with that chest.
Fuck, we got to stop that guy with the loot.
Wow, he's fast.
Yeah, that chest, what? How fast does he run?
He's got to pick up the chest, and then he's going to do his best to run. He's not going to get as far as he'd like. But you notice the chest was open. It was just full of gemstones. Like
yes, I know.
Tens of thousands of gemstones.
Uh-huh.
Mm. And they're also sparkly and great. They're fungible with currency.
So he's there, and he's holding the chest.
Okay.
He is right there.
He is super far away.
Yes. He'd like to run faster, but the chest is pretty heavy.
And I strongly suspect that these catapult fire monster things.
Jim?
Can't hit us from underneath.
So Jim looks at Omen, and I point up at the floating disc or down at the guys that Rad's fighting, and I go...
Mm-hmm. I point toward the catapults.
I point back at the floating disc or the guys... that Rad is fighting. All right, catapult. But my range is 10. I can't.
I unpoint, and then I point at the guys on the disc.
Okay.
Because they're going to be a huge pain in the ass.
Move me, sidle me up right behind Omen.
They're taking aim at you right now.
Yeah.
Well, I would have to run up there.
Why?
No, I'm saying to get to the catapult.
No, don't worry about the catapults. The catapults are done. These guys with the bows that are looking at me.
All right, so I'm going to cast my Scorching Burst.
Okay.
This is a burst one within 10, so I'm going to center it on one of those guys up on the floating disc to hit all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start with the one closest to me, I guess. 27 versus reflex.
Oh, dead.
Dead?
Dead.
Tink.
I'm going to line up all her deaths. 17 versus reflex.
Dead.
Woo!
23 versus reflex.
Dead. All right, you see the platform keeps spinning up there.
Oh, cool.
Did we just see the Jim Dark Magic magic?
You just saw the Jim Dark Magic magic two times.
Dude.
I wonder if we can get you.
Once again, it is always an honor to be in your presence, sir.
I wonder if you can control
And
that.
As the audience will now remind you, you have an action point if you choose to spend it.
Another two jackasses right here.
Yeah.
Also, Olin, what about this jackass here?
We should figure out a way to stop that dude from running through the doors.
Wait, guys.
Yeah.
What if we sent the beast?
That is a great idea. We should send the beast to trample the dude.
Just thought of it.
You want me to action point and try and send the beast?
It sounds
makes
like,
sense.
Now that I think about it, it's a stupid fucking
Well, can
idea.
You heal me? I trust you to heal me.
Okay, then I will heal you.
I'm going to action point.
Yep.
And I look at my trusty steed.
Named
Hellcow. Jim Dark Magic is not a great namer. And I call him Helly. And I point at the guy running for the door.
Okay. Excellent.
And you actually, you know what?
What's
he runs
that?
Into the acid and dies.
So this is my action point.
He's from here. He probably drinks that shit.
Can I use...
I fought a guy in Gamble World last night that drank acid.
He probably made those puddles.
Yeah. Instead of making a nature check to try and, you know, move him, can I use prestidigitation, so an arcana check, to make this guy running away look like one of those rocks that we saw him eating earlier?
Don't even have to roll. That is brilliant. All right.
A moving rocket must be so delicious.
He's like the dog in that commercial. He's like, bacon!
He will charge.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of horns.
Yeah.
That's a whole lot of horns over there.
He will run right through the acid with impunity.
Yes.
And he will attempt to gore this thing. Would you like to do the honors and roll a
d20? Absolutely. 6.
Okay. With a big, fat gore of his horns, you sort of expected the Duergar to be pasted against the wall of the fortress. The Duergar sort of turns around, holds the chest up in front of his face, and the horn goes through the chest.
Oh.
Nice.
And it sort of gets ripped out of his hands, and you see this broken, shattered chest on the end of this horn, and the creature starts flicking all over the place.
Oh!
And gems.
Easy, boy, easy.
Gems go flying everywhere.
No.
Hundreds and hundreds of them go scattered across the hellish plain.
Yeah, I have an
Excel. And my turn is complete. Thank you.
Good job, though.
All right, the ballista begins reloading. The crossbow people are all dead. Binwin.
Yeah!
You're up.
All right, well, now that the beast has gotten the chest taken care of, thanks to him thinking that that guy was a snossage. Snossages.
I'm going to run up and finish. Well, hold on a second. We got these assholes up here, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Run up and fight the devil. How can that end bad?
That sounds like something Binwin would do, though.
Yeah, that's true.
If I'm staying in character. Guys, throw up the next thing.
That never ends well, trust me.
All right. I'm never going to leave AFL's side again. Let's
Heroes aren't made playing it safe.
Nope. One. Jesus Christ. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
No pressure to be cool, dude.
You're charging doing that at the end?
Yeah.
I want to charge, but I know I'm going to do it wrong, and Failhauer made all these things. He's later going to be like, you should have used them.
Nobody's judging you, Scott.
Right?
Nobody's
I know, I can feel your fucking eyes on me. Because I have that helmet. How far can I run to charge? Shut up, everyone, but Failhauer. How far can I run to charge? Total of 10? Awesome, that's what I need. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. All right, so I'm charging this dude. And I have a horned helm. I have my horned helm.
It's a long way to go.
He uses his readied action to try to smack you in the face.
Okay.
He rolls only an 18, however.
Nope.
Okay,
too much armor.
Jerk.
He is a jerk.
All right, now I have to roll still, right?
Yes.
Well, he was just like, what if I make a magic hand look like a rock? And he was like, all right. All right, 13 plus. What am I rolling for? Is this basic melee? Where are you fucking nerds now? What do I have?
You're charging, right?
Yeah, so
basic
9.
Melee.
Yeah.
13 plus
9.
Dead.
Yeah.
He dead.
Bam. Yeah. Binwin never claimed to be the smartest player, but he is effective at killing his friends.
Once the gems are lost.
Lost?
Well, they're not lost.
I mean, we could pick them up.
The gates close.
Oh, and Dwarf Dude is trapped.
Yes, the gate's trapped.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's trapped.
It wasn't about you, it was about the gems. Your friends don't even love you. They were just pretending to be your friend because you have money.
Let's screw with them. Yeah, psychic damage.
Yeah.
Yes. Next up is Omen.
Yep. I'm ready. Yeah. It's on its way. Exactly.
So I have killed like 9 people.
Yeah, I know. At my direct command. So let's healing surge plus 2.
Thank you.
All right.
Yikes.
Healing surge plus 6. So
2d20 nerd audience bonus.
It's good to know we have so many wizards employees in the audience.
I am no longer bloodied.
I'm gonna sidle up underneath this device in the hopes that it'll protect me from some
ballista
activity.
All right.
Wouldn't it be awesome if when the ballistas decided to shoot, they thought, oh, we should try to shoot through that thing and hit Omen?
Let's see if that works.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's how these guys work.
Oh, yeah. See if you can seize control of it.
Or maybe the magic will just cut out and flatten them.
Oh, or that might happen, too.
Guess we'll find out. Are you doing anything else there, Omen?
I am.
Oh, thank you.
Allow me to fill your glass.
Because I was promised water. Thank you. Thanks, best friend again.
You're welcome, best friend again.
The game is young, boys.
Here's the friendship.
Here is the friendship. Who's your best friend, Jerry?
I got screwed.
Guys, he's right here.
All my stuff is too good to use right now on a minion, so.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right, then.
What? Dude, that makes sense.
You are too cool for this encounter.
You don't want to dirty your sword?
I don't use a sword. That's how clean I am.
The tiefling says, oh, you have made Gastavar angry. You will now all die.
Nastavar? I say that in character.
I think it's Gastavar.
Gastavar.
Oh, it's Gastavar. Okay.
Gastavar.
Gastavar, great. That's great.
Omendron.
Nastavar. Did you think he said Nastavar?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. Sounds like a He-Man character. Nastavar.
Now you can own Nastavar. Put him in the sludge pit.
He's still running at
us.
The Duergar attacks Finwin.
Yeah.
And misses.
Do not put Mothman in the sludge pit. You will ruin that figure.
The
Did
devil.
Not actually happen.
A big ball of fire appears in the devil's hands and he hurls it down upon you. It explodes in an area burst one.
Who'd you say this to?
He was talking to Silstream.
It's going to get Aelifel and Binwin and that Duergar.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, he's dead, so that's good. I have slowly been building up a tolerance to magical fire.
We need to cook up a feat.
Yeah.
It's like inoculation.
Exactly.
Yeah. What I'm trying to help.
It's a long play.
Yes. If one of you had swallowed that gemstone back at the portal... you'd have fire resistance right now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Aelifel has fire resistance.
Wait,
Aelifel has fire resistance. From now on, we want to each gem.
Every time we find a gem.
All right. Binwin, does an 18 hit your reflex defense?
18 does hit my reflex.
Okay. How about a 20 on you? Sorry, 19 on you, Aelifel.
Against what now?
Reflex.
Reflex.
Yes.
Okay. And he's going to kill the Duergar with a crit.
Wow.
All right. He does 8 points of fire damage to each of you.
Woo!
And he says,
"You have never faced fire that mighty."
Does that make Jim sad?
Wait, is that slam against me? I don't understand.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what it was.
Oh. Yeah.
And it is Rad's turn. Rad will try to run up and strangle that last guy. Oh, he's dead already.
He's dead.
Now he'll hide under a rock.
Good luck.
He's probably
just
moving toward you. Yeah.
Yeah. Can he teleport directly to rocks, like to cover beneath them? Is that an ability?
There you go.
Something strange is afoot in the plane of hell.
Wait, that guy's still there.
Is he?
Did the Duergar crown guy get through
that
the door?
Still there.
Duergar
the
crown guy is going to attack right after Rad.
So
he's
going to
turn around and bash Heli.
Heli, no!
No,
Heli,
no cow!
He swings at Heli and misses.
Yay!
And at the top of the round, that mist that comes crawling up out of Citrine Ambershard and the fissure underneath her begins to coalesce into a form.
Into potpourri, and we all smell nice.
What terrible monster... What terrible monster has she summoned from the depths of hell?
None.
Let's ask the audience.
Oh, God.
No.
Our third and final question.
No. This is pure horror.
Iron Golem.
Gee, I wonder what they're going to vote for.
You can text 5 and it'll be a pile of candy.
Every text is a dollar.
We are in a world of earth.
Is that, they mean leave the chaos at that rock? Is a rock a monster? Do they just mean
a rock?
Rock
is a huge
rock. Like a big bird.
I thought it was like a rock.
No, that would be sweet.
Yeah, summon a rock. That would be awesome.
That is super cool.
Don't be a dragon.
Don't be a Hydra.
Oh, that's cool.
What the Hydra can't show up. She's doing tech support.
Oh, God.
Hydra.
Damn it.
A fiendish 5-headed Hydra is a winner.
It's yes.
No.
All right, replace Citrine's miniature with that miniature.
Does it take damage from the acid?
No.
It's an acid Hydra. Yeah.
Yes.
Cool, dude.
You see acid dripping from its mouth.
Shit.
It sort of consumes and devours Citrine's corpse as it rises. Yeah.
Is that a new mini? I've never seen that. It looks awesome.
It spits out her bones. That mini is fresh off the line. It's from the newest release.
Cool.
Do we get to take it home?
If we beat it, can I have it?
Yep. All right. Stinky, what would you like to do? By the way, Stinky knows this is bad.
Yeah.
Finally, some action.
Stinky goes... he doesn't want to be... I mean, he's a zombie and he loves his friends and everything, but he does not want to be next to the Hydra. So he goes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Stinky, no. Not in our hour.
No,
meeting.
He doesn't. Stinky's heroic, and he goes straight to the Hydra to save his friends. 1, 2... He jumps up to the closest head that he can find.
Yep.
And he gnaws on his severed arm as a minor action. So that gives him another...
Just a snack.
At this point, he's going to have more hit points than Aelfel.
He only hits 10 maximum.
Oh, all right. So never mind. So he stays there at 10, which is great.
Yep.
He pulls his... wonderful smell hits the Hydra.
Yep.
And he takes the severed arm out of his mouth, and he just wails on the Hydra's head with it as hard as he can.
Oh.
16 plus 26 Ooh. Versus AC.
Ooh. Hell yeah.
With an arm?
Holy crap, this is great. It does 8 necrotic damage and the target falls prone. So Stinky hits the Hydra, and then he holds it up like a Tuscan Raider and goes...
Wow, that is not the first time you've made that noise.
No, sir, it is not.
It was very authentic.
Aelfel, that's going to be tough to top.
Yeah.
Oh, is it Aelfel's turn now?
It sure is.
Now, here is something worthy of your...
Aelfel swears oath of enmity against the Hydra.
All right.
He looks at the Hydra, and he says, Ancien, Nieto, Elohia. And then he points to the second head. Ancien, Nieto, Elohia. And then he points to the third one. Ancien, Sindrastafal, Nenahia. Ancien, Nieto, Sinamahia. And then he points at the last one, and he goes, an oath of enmity on you, too. And he turns around, and now he moves...
I gotta come up with a cool
next
thing.
Next to the prone thing, and now AFL uses a daily. AFL uses Temple of Light.
That's a good one.
The attack creates a zone of radiant energy and a burst 2 centered on the target. The zone lasts until the end of the encounter. When the target moves, the zone moves with it, remaining centered on it. Whenever you hit a creature that is within the zone, the attack deals 1d6 extra radiant damage. And this is plus 11 versus AC. Stinky's going to be just fine.
Zombies love radiant damage.
A warrior?
I blew it. No, sorry. Oh, no, I swore off enmity. I get to roll it twice.
No, I have to hit it. You mark it on your
Thank
side.
God.
When I attack or when I hit?
When you attack.
25 versus AC?
Yes.
Yeah!
That's it.
So this is with my Sunblade Longsword, which does D8 plus 1 damage. So where's my shiny D8? So 11, 12.
Just making up numbers
hold on,
now.
Chip. So it does 12.
6, 7, blanket. 12.
12 plus 13 is 25, plus 4 is 29 radiant damage.
Hello. I guess All right, you rock the Hydra.
And when this happens, actually, Aelfel, remember when I said he prays to Melora?
Yes.
He feels Melora. He feels the presence of Melora course through his body.
Yeah, yeah.
And as he stands up after swearing his oath, and he pulls his longsword out. And he swings the longsword through.
Careful now.
I've had stage combat. So he swings the longsword through.
clipping off the top of Finwin's helmet, and he glows with the pure light of Melora. It illuminates all of him, and it comes out of his eyes, and it comes out of his sword, and other places. And he feels pretty good about it.
Excellent.
And that's the end of AFL's turn.
All right. All right. Aglow with the divine eminence of Melora, we will give you some resist 10 until the end of your next turn.
Sweet.
What the?
Because you're going to need it.
You need to give a long speech?
In that case, I'm going to action point. In that case, I'm going to action point and use another daily.
Yeah. Don't forget your extra six.
This is called Aspect of Might. It does 3 weapon damage, plus whiz.
Big
plus
fan
four.
Of Aspect of Might.
Until the end of the encounter, you gain a +5 power bonus to athletic checks, a +2 power bonus to speed, and a +2 power bonus to damage rolls of melee attacks.
Okay.
Everyone, or just you?
It doesn't say, so I'm gonna guess everyone. So, all right. Inspired by Melora, that's 17 plus 11. That's 28.
Yep.
Versus AC. I'm just gonna roll again and see if I can crit, because I'm greedy like that. Nope, it's a 17 again.
All right.
So this is 7 plus 13.
You get to roll again.
I'm doing Five. 3 times. Oh. 13 plus 6 is 19.
That's why he says all that shit.
Web.
19 plus. Thank you. I'm get. Stop it! You're confusing me. 3d8 plus 9 is what it does. So what was that? 19 plus 9.
Yeah.
28 damage.
Well done.
And then I do an extra d6 for some reason.
20. Temple of Light. It's deep.
So that's another 3.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
28 plus 9 plus 3 is 75.
That's a whole lot of damage. Yeah. So. So that's, and then I get those other power things. Okay.
Wow.
All right, guys, I think I've done what I can do.
Holy smokes. All right.
Yeah.
He's back.
And if you too would like to find out how Melora can help you, please take this pamphlet.
All right.
Secrets of the Avengers.
I don't have to roll, right?
AFL's back. No, why would
nope.
you have to roll?
Yep.
Nobody right. rolls but Ben wins.
So Jim throws back his cloak, looks up at the devil, and says, "I'll show you fire." And the ground in front of him splits open, fire erupts out of it, and a huge magma hand slams against the ground and pulls up a beast made of lava and rock who stands alongside Jim. And Jim just points at the Hydra.
And did
what?
You?
Wait, what level are you?
Summon Magma Beast.
Because I have like a hammer and a
Learn magic. Yeah.
He's got shit that's too good to use on things. You're summoning. He's got light shooting out of his ass. Did I roll this right?
Shit, yes.
So the magma beast hits the Hydra for 15 fire damage.
And why is my portrait a goddamn dragonborn?
It takes an ongoing 5 fire damage.
Oh my gosh.
And it is slowed.
I have
so you
yeah.
both.
All right, the Hydra is
and Jim
bloodied. Mega bloodied. You guys have done.
Magma bloodied.
Can we bloody the Hydra?
Oh yeah.
Dude!
Magic high five.
Now, granted, the math might be a little suspect upon replay, but...
not if I did it.
It's taken 83 points
like
of damage.
Put a die out there to mark my magma beast. Okay, what right. a red die?
Binwin!
No. Yes.
Here, we'll use a fire.
Wait, okay. Here, wait. I have a Kiko sticker.
You mean Binwin and his hammer? Hell yeah!
Can you summon any kind of magma beast or anything like that?
Does your hammer glow?
I can summon a can of whoop-ass.
Do it!
It's gonna have to do.
No. I love you too, lady. That maybe later we can kiss. Fame's already gone in my head. I take one step towards the beast.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to use a daily.
Yeah! It's called Hit with Hammer.
It might as well be. It's called Crack the Shell.
That's good.
Oh, that's a classic.
And I'm going to use the phrase that I've been preparing this whole game, since he had a cool phrase, to mark the beast. I take a deep breath and I say, "Hey, you marked." And now, don't worry, I know I roll. I don't just get to say, "No," and then the magic of Melora shits out, and then you're like, "All right.
Don't make Melora mad, dude."
78. Okay, here we go. Guys, yeah. We want this. We want it bad.
Who taught you how to roll dice? Jerry Holkins?
Oh,
told you not to make Melora mad, dude!
Don't you have some kind of Listen. Elven shit?
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Divine guidance.
Yeah. No, see, Melora can...
I look at you, and I say, though quick to anger, Melora is quick to forgive.
Divine guidance, you can re-roll your thing.
Maybe now I can forgive myself. Can I?
By the way,
yes.
If you roll a one again,
right.
I will use Wheaton's Vicious Cockpunch, A Furious Anger.
Well, let me teach you something from my gaming table that my friend, my newly engaged friend Levin, has invented. When you do divine intervention, you gotta go, "Bleep!" Like that.
Oh, I'm sorry, ready?
Yep, do it.
"Bleep!"
That's your husband to beat. All right, here we go. 2. It's not a 1. It's not a 1. I need those. My wife is here from Texas. I need those. Wait till she leaves. Then
I think she's going to care when we get killed by a hydra because
Scott,
you can't roll
Scott,
dice.
Would you like to play rad?
Would I like to do what?
Would you like to play rad?
No.
He's cool.
I'm going to use my fucking action point. Whoa, okay, hold on a second. Jesus.
Check your daily for a miss effect.
Yeah, no, no.
Say thank you.
Miss damage. Stop! The sad thing is, there's no miss damage on Crack the Shell.
It's reliable.
Yeah, it's coming back. They're saying, you action point, you're back.
Crack the shell, re-crack it.
It's like redo.
Yep. Yeah.
Do over, right. Control Z. Well,
you marked.
This is the re-redo.
Crack the shell.
Come on, Scott.
I'm terrified. 19!
Yeah.
Plus 9, so that's 58.
And he's laying, and he's laying on the ground,
and
so
he's
you're like
on
170
the ground.
Now.
So I have cracked a shell, technically.
It's been cracked.
Officially. So that's 2d10 plus 7. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
18 plus 7. 25.
This is the only environment in which I can do math.
Yeah. I am a cartoonist, not an accountant, for a reason.
Ready? Yeah. What?
For how come
Temple
why?
Temple of Light.
Oh. Bloop. 4.
It's dead.
It's dead. Yes. Yes.
Stand up, guys. Got him.
Together! We did it!
We did it together! Friendship! Friendship! Working together and slaying the Hydra!
This time I won't let you die! Based on my direction.
The tiefling on the fortress says to the big giant devil, "We've got to get out of here! Now!
Get me the fuck out of here! Can I take him off?
You sure can.
Can I put him in my bag?
All right. Oops, sorry about that, folks. You see the devil slink away.
Mastafar.
That's right!
Taking his tiefling friend with him, and all of the Durgar begin to hunker down behind the wall.
We got the devil to go
away. I can
actually
see behind the wall. It's just a cold stone, so not really.
We should still go.
Not a big deal.
I snap at Jim, right, and I point to this magical disc.
Yes.
I tell him to make it work.
Arcana check?
Yes.
All right, so I kind of turn it over a couple times. 21 Arcana.
It's yours to command.
Hey, I got a disc, guys.
Jim Doc magic is amazing.
All right. As fun and rockin' as this all is, we are beyond the time.
No, but I'm saying now we have a way to get out.
So now, do you want to attack the fortress on your new little disc, or do you want to take that disc and skedaddle?
Out. Whoa, yeah.
Text one to attack the fortress.
I don't have anywhere to be.
Guys.
One sec.
Wait. Yeah. Do we have to go anywhere? I mean, is there another panel in here?
Yeah. Oh, there's another panel? Yeah. We go.
All
right. Right.
You can always come back.
Let's not risk another death that will be pinned on me unfairly.
No, I mean, I was just going to suggest that if perhaps, I know we're at PAX, people have places to be. The Wil Wheaton Awesome Hour is starting in an hour, and Wil Wheaton would like to prepare for it.
Yeah. Poop.
That maybe, if we were to fly away on that disc, the five of us might be able to get together at some point in the very near future to play this again. And though we would not be able to bring our friends with us into the room, we could certainly take the adventure to them via the magic of podcastery. I mean, everybody likes to end on a pretty awesome cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Like what happens when you go to the fortress.
Like what happens after Binwin killed Big Bad Monster.
Yeah.
With a hammer. So what was your magma beast doing when I was killing the monster?
Just admiring it.
So what do you think,
guys?
Big finish? What?
Yeah. I lower the disc so everyone can get on.
Yep.
I reach down for Rad and I tell him about amazing franchise opportunities. In his town.
As we speed away on the disc, I turn around and I point back and I say,
"Don't forget the gems."
As promised, none from Acquisitions Incorporated would fall today. We will return to add a chapter to the book. Yeah! And kiss my ass, evil dudes! Kiss my ass!
Oh, we left Rad.
Yes.
No, Rad's not with
you
us.
Grab Rad. Do you grab Mr. Rad's Stinky?
Of course we grab Mr. Stinky.
All right. With Rad and Mr. Stinky in tow, you fly off.
You're not making any sense!
Helby.
The Helby.
Helly will romp behind them.
Right. No, he has to stay.
Folks, as you get yourself geared up for Will's spectacular, just a note, drop by the red box bus, grab yourself a red box and a t-shirt, get in a contest, run back, listen to Will. See you guys later.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.